last Wednesday in the month of June, in your multiplied state, lift up those hands and magnify his name. Appreciate him. Give him thanks tonight. Lord, I thank you for the grace you gave to me to see the last Wednesday in the month of June. Give him thanks and give him praise for all he has done for you in this month of June. Magnify and appreciate him. Exalt him. Father, we thank you. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have given thanks. For that testimony of deliverance, let's appreciate the Lord. Our children are exempted. We shall not weep over them. We will not sorrow over them. There shall be no evil report concerning them. Therefore, lift up those hands and appreciate him. He is the doer, the God of exemption. Father, thank you. God of exemption, we worship you. God of exemption, we glorify you. We exalt your name. Be thou exalted. Be thou magnified. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, Lord. And blessed, and blessed, and blessed be your name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Father, we have come again on this last Wednesday in the month of June. Go with us again. Amen. Speak to us again. Amen. Open our ears, Lord, to hear you. Amen. Open our hearts to understand you. Amen. And let your name be glorified. Before this month is finally over, deliver the testimony of everyone. Amen. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Help me congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. Tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. Tell your neighbor this month of June is still your month. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for the Lord. And you may be seated comfortably. Hallelujah. Prophetic focus is a season of glory. Somebody will still be glorified. Amen. This month in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we understand that in the season of glory, the season of glory begins with passion. The season of glory begins with passion. And passion is manifest in service. If we are saying that we are passionate, it will be shown, it will show in our quality of service, in our quantity of service. It will result, passion results in service, manifests in service. Glory, glory to God. Concerning Jesus, our example, Bible speaking, it says, Philip, in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 9. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He said, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. He took upon himself the form of a servant. That is the King of glory, taking upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. It started with passion and then resulted in service and ended in glory. It started with passion. It resulted in service, and then it ended in glory. Passion precedes service, and service results in glory. You will be glorified this month. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, without passion, there will be no motivation for service. Passion is the motivator of service. Without passion, there will be no motivation for service. Passion fuels consistency and steadfastness in service. Passion fuels consistency and steadfastness in service. Paul speaking, he said, in Acts of Apostles 26 and verse 22, He said, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophet and Moses did say should come. In other words, I can't stop. No matter how you want me to stop, I can't stop. I can't stop. Passion will not allow me to stop. So by the grace of God, I continue. And we understand that passion is not a gift. Nobody has a passion for service, for a gift of passion. Passion is a choice. Passion is a decision born out of love. Love for God and the interest of his kingdom. So passion is a decision, is a personal decision born out of our love for God. Our love for God is shown in our passion, which will result in our service. Passion is a choice. 1 Kings 19 and verse 10. He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left. I'm the only one left. My passion is born out of my love for you. And that is the reason I'm still in service and didn't join others to quit. Everybody has left. I'm the only one remaining. He said, passion will not allow me leave. Passion will not allow me go. Verse 14. And he said, again, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. It's, in other words, passion is simply jealousy for God. He said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. And then he said, because I've been very jealous, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. But very quickly tonight, what is passion? Somebody's thinking, okay, what are you talking about? What is this passion? What is passion? Number one, passion is key to actualizing any God-given agenda. Passion is key. No matter the agenda of God for our lives, if we are not passionate about it, we will not be able to handle it. Any God-given agenda must be preceded with passion. Passion is key to actualizing any God-given agenda. Romans 8, 35 to 38. Paul the passionate. Paul said, well, if I am to achieve what God has sent me to do, I have to be passionate about it, and I cannot be stopped. He said in Romans 8, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword or what? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. For thy sake we are killed all day long. But it's not even affecting us. It says, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing's to come. I am so focused on my God-given agenda, I don't care what happens to me. Do you know why some people never fail in business? They failed once, they do it again. They failed again, they do it again. They keep doing it because they are passionate about it. You can't tell them to stop because it's their passion. They know it will still result in profit. That's why they can't stop. Passion for God. Passion for his kingdom. Passion is actualizing any God-given agenda. Paul said, I am so focused. Focused in service. I don't care about the afflictions I suffer every day. Passion is what makes us keep going in the midst of opposition. It makes us keep going in the midst of opposition. Now, listen to me very carefully. Passion is not money. Passion is passion. Passion commands money, but you don't command money out of passion.
How many understand what God is trying to say? Passion is not about money. Passionate people are not looking for the money. They are just passionate about what they are doing. It is in that passion that money comes. It is in being doing what they are passionate about is what commands money, not the other way around. Glory to God. They are just passionate about what they are doing, and then they are doing it. This man, this late footballer, Maradona, he said, "I just love to play football. I didn't know that there is money in it. I only got to know there is money in it when I started playing it. But it's just my passion to play it." If you lose, passionate people don't lose focus of their passion. Opposition will always want you to stop. But when you know, opposition wants you to stop because opposition knows your position. When opposition knows your position, they will do everything to want you to stop. When they don't know your position, they can stop you at your tracks. 2 Corinthians 9:16-17. 1 Corinthians 9:16-17. Paul still speaking. He says, though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. He says, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. In other words, if no matter how you try to stop me, I can't stop. For if I do this thing willingly, I'm doing it willingly, and I know there is a reward at the end. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, I'm doing it. Willing service is born out of genuine love that will always result in rewards. Willing service is born out of genuine love, and it will always result in rewards. Number two, quickly, what is passion? Passion is being unstoppable in the pursuit of God. Passion is being unstoppable in the pursuit of God. Paul said, you can't stop me. If man can't stop me, even death cannot stop me. Paul said, death cannot stop me in the pursuit of this God. Passion is being unstoppable in the pursuit of God. So he said, the people that you don't know are the ones that are even stopping you. You don't know them. Paul said, whether I know you or not, I'm unstoppable. Even death cannot stop me. So somebody now steps on you, say, I'm not doing it again. It's not because you are not passionate. They step on you, you say, step on me again. There is nothing you do to me that will make me stop service. Nothing you do to me. When you know where you are going, nobody can stop you and you're at your tracks. It's because you don't know where you are going. If you know where you are going and you know you have a time to get there, people are trying to stop you and saying, look, I'm coming, I will see you soon. You keep going. But if you don't know where you are going, everybody will stop to talk to you, wasting your time. Paul said, even death cannot stop me. Philippians 1:21. It says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For me, anything that I'm doing is all about God. In life is Him. In death is Him. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. In life it is service. In death it is still service. So either I live or I die, it is Christ. The reason I'm living is so serving. In death, I want to see Him. No matter what it is, in my life and in my death, it is still Christ. So the devil said, I give up. Death said, I give up. He said, I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. He says, but because of you, I will stay. In my life and in my death, it is still Christ. No matter what, it is still Christ. If they are begging you to come to service, there is no passion. There is no passion. Please, don't do that. Please, come and serve. There is no, even if you now come there, there is no reward. It's because they begged me, if not that, they called me to come. I won't be here. You have received your reward. Glory to God. Passionate people are unstoppable when it comes to the things of God. I see you getting there. I see you getting there. Passion is the reason many never get tired in service, no matter what. They are not tired in service. Passion is the reason many never get offended in service, no matter what. No matter what you do to them, passion is the reason they are not offended. There was one sister in those days in one of the churches I pastored, and there was this newcomer that didn't know her. She was like, I can't remember if she was an usher or hospitality or whatever, I can't remember. And then this woman offended, just told this person, get up, I want to sit there. That told, something like that. The person stood, just turned and said, no, no problem. And then she sat down. When they were welcoming newcomers, that's when she knew that this person is also, is the one that will welcome her. And the person standing up didn't even know that this person was a newcomer. Just wanted to, no, not a problem. Sit down. Didn't know. And then she said, "She, you know when you know you have done something? It's you that will be feeling somehow." Glory to God. She was the one now feeling somehow. That how, why did I do what I, why did I do what I did? Again, I've heard of testimony of a woman in Canaan land that went to the toilet, wanted to go to the toilet, and here were these sanctuary people still cleaning the toilet. It was a man cleaning the front of the female toilet. And as she was trying to go in, the man said, oh, please, ma, can you use the other one so that this one can dry up? Say, my friend, blah, 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 blah. I said, no, 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 no problem, ma. Please go. No problem. Just go. After the service, the woman stood by the road waiting for a bus or somebody to give her a lift. The man drove his Mercedes-Benz with AC inside, and you know the heat where we are, what, that we are talking about. Drove his Mercedes-Benz and just parked. Didn't remember the woman from anywhere. Drove his Mercedes-Benz and parked and said, oh, come in, come in. Where are you going? She says, oh, no, don't worry, not a problem. I can drop you off on the way. And as they got going, she was asking him, he was asking her questions. Oh, so where do you work? She said, I don't have a job. So what did you go to school? She said, yeah, which school did you go to? So-so-so school. What did you read? I read so-so-so thing. Oh, don't worry. I have a friend. I will just give you my card. Go to that friend tomorrow and they will give you a job. The woman threw out the meat inside the car. She was like this. She didn't know that the man didn't even recognize her. You know when you do something, you are the one, it is you that will be, your heart will be pricking. Didn't remember her. She was the one now sharing the testimony on the altar. That the man gave me his card, I went to the place, I got the job, and now I'm going to join sanctuary and I will ask them to post me to the toilet. Unstoppable. You abused him. It didn't reduce anything from him. He still went and still did. He was the owner of businesses. Unstoppable. When you know where you are going, nothing, nobody or anybody or anything can stop you. Passion is the reason why we are unstoppable in service. Number three, what is passion? Passion is doing service out of joy. Passion is doing service out of joy. Passionate people are always joyful people. Passionate people are never sad at what they do. If you are sad at what you are doing, it's because it's not your passion. If it is your passion, you'll be joyful about it. Passionate people derive joy from what they do. Just yesterday, after Covenant Hour of Prayer, as we were driving home, my wife was telling me a story about a lady online, that all the social media influencers, she was telling me about the woman. She said she would buy luxury shoes, luxury bags, display them on Instagram, and then would tell people all manner of things, and she was making money. And then she said, after a while, people started saying, yeah, all those things are on credit. It's a lie. It's all credit. Then she said, when people started saying that, she started showing them how she was paying for those things. People still saying, well, she paid for it, she will still go back and return them. She will wear them once or wear it once, or she will still go back and return them. She said, how will I now please these people? She said, one of them just sent her a personal message and said, look, you better be careful. Do you know that your last video, you displayed your card and your name on it? Your card and your name were displayed on that thing. She said, that was when her head became correct. I don't need to answer to anybody. Why am I answering to anybody? This is what I'm passionate about. I'm the one making the money. They are the ones complaining. You are not making money. You are complaining. Me, I'm making money. You are complaining. Glory to God. Don't let people live your life for you. Don't let people live your life for you. It's my life I live for myself, not for you. Passion for what she does drove her back to what she's doing. Not minding what people say. Passion is the reason for the joy behind your service. You won't mind what people say if you love doing what you are doing. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 47. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. For the abundance of all things, do it with gladness and joyfulness of heart. He says, if it is not done with joy, it has no reward. If you love the basis of service, it will be done with passion. And passion is the oxytocin that releases joy. You can go and Google it. If you love to serve, it will be done with passion. And passion will release oxytocin inside you, which will drive you to serve. People will be mocking you, but you'll be deriving joy from doing what you are doing. Moreover, you are not serving because of anybody. You are serving for yourself. And joy should be the oxytocin that will be driving you into service. Paul said something interesting to the Philippians. Initially, I didn't understand it until the Holy Ghost gave me understanding. Philippians 1, 15 to 18. God bless you. Some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. So there are three different preachers. Some preach Christ out of envy. Some preach him out of strife. Some preach him out of goodwill. Then he said in verse 16, the one preached Christ, another one is preaching him out of contention, not out of sincerity, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. In other words, the reason they are preaching Christ is not because they love him, it's because they want to afflict me. Am I making sense? It's not because of the love they have for him. They just want to afflict me. How they want to afflict me, him, in preaching Christ, I have no idea. What will you gain? He says, that's the reason. He says, but another one is preaching it out of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. That means those who are preaching him to offend him want him to just be loyal every day. In other words, they are probably preaching him the wrong way to afflict him. He says some are preaching him out of love. Go back to verse 17. Out of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. No matter what, I will still defend the gospel, is what Paul is saying. And then in verse 18, he said, what then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And I therein do rejoice. Yea, I will rejoice. No matter your motive for preaching, those people you are preaching to don't know your motive. Only God knows it, but they are being converted. That's what Paul was saying. They are being converted. So I don't care how you preach him. Preach him anyhow. Only God knows your motive and is the rewarder. He will withhold his reward when he sees your motive. But no matter how you are preaching, your motive, irrespective, people are winning. You are winning souls. It's just that you can win 1,000 souls, but no reward. Somebody is winning one, much reward. Why? Your motive. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Joy. Whatever you are doing, if it is not out of genuine joy, it has no reward. When service is done with genuine passion, without motive, it results in security of our destiny. David the passionate said, "Now, you won't allow me to build a house for you, because you said my hands are filled with blood. But here is what I will do." 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 3. "I will provide everything you will need. Whoever will build it, I will provide everything they will need to build the house. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have over my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house." In other words, and I'm doing it with joy. I'm not being coerced to do it. I'm not being forced to do it. I'm doing it with joy. 1 Chronicles 28:4. He said, "Howbeit, the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever." Now look at this. He said, "For he had chosen Judah to be ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father. And among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over Israel." David was simply saying, whatsoever I'm doing for God is a privilege. I'm not qualified for it. It is a privilege. So everything David was doing, he was doing it with joy. That's why we go to the house of God and praise him 7 times a day. I'm doing it with joy. Listen to me. You didn't come to the earth with anybody. You probably just met in church or met in the city of Calgary. So, serve for your reward, not our reward. That is not our reward. It is my reward, your reward. Everybody is serving in their own capacity with joy to receive their reward. You won't miss your own.
Amen.
I won't miss my own.
Amen.
Say, I won't miss my own.
Miss
Let's take a look at one or two examples of passion made giants in scriptures. Number one is Elisha. Elisha, passion made him a next generation prophet. Elisha was not just the prophet for now. He was the prophet for tomorrow and the prophet for in the next generation. 1 Kings 19, 19 to 21. He said, "So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee.' And Elisha said, 'Go back again, for what have I done to thee?' And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him." That is, Elisha became unstoppable. You can't stop me. Passion made him unstoppable. When Elijah was leaving, Elisha said, "Sir, I need double portion of your anointing." And then Elijah wanted to discourage him. In 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 4, he said, "No, you tarry here." He said, "Tarry what? I'm not tarrying nothing." And Elijah said unto him, "Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho." And he said, "As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." You remember the first one we read? He told Elijah, "Let me go and kiss my people." Elijah said, "My friend, do whatever you want to do." He had learned from that one. Now he said, "Look, no matter what, I won't leave. Anywhere you are going, we are going together. Where you die, I die." Glory to God. That is, I am not, nothing can stop me from receiving what I want to receive from you. I have become unstoppable. From now, nothing will stop you from serving God. Passion will keep you moving. Example number two, Paul. Paul was a passion made gospel celebrity. Like we said concerning him, the scripture speaking in 1 Corinthians 9, 16 to 17, it says, if I preach not the gospel, woe is unto me. And Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. If you kill me, my life is for Christ. My death is for Christ. Whether I live or die, I am for Christ. And then Paul was turned to a celebrity. They said, what is up? What is going on here? They said they wanted to start bowing down. The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. That's speaking about Paul in Acts of Apostles. The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Acts 14, 11. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices saying in the speech of Lyconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. In other words, passion changed his story. Passion turned him to a generational giant, to a kingdom celebrity. Passion will change your story today.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Passion will change your story today.
Amen.
Passion is the reason you don't have a season of service and a season of no service. Passion is the reason why every day is service day. There is nothing like, you see this time, I just want to take for myself. I want to go on a 21-day journey. To just be sitting down. The 21 days after, before you know what is going on, has turned to 3 months. They are still sitting down and observing. Okay, what about the one you are serving? That's why he said, I've left 7,000 better than you. So when you are not doing, I will call one of them, go and take his place. Nobody will take your place. Rise up on your feet. Give God thanks. Give him praise. And let's exalt him. Give him glory. Give him honor and all adoration. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
I have never seen in church where there is a vacuum because somebody left. I've never seen it. It may appear like it's a vacuum for a minute. But God will always fill it up. He will fill it up to the point that you will not miss the other person. That is service. Because God can't be stranded. So if you say you are not doing again, there are people who are already waiting. Like somebody saying they are playing soccer now. You know how many? Those one in reserve, they are praying that your legs will break. Am I making sense? They are praying that your Lord, me too, I want to, even if it is 5 minutes, Lord, break somebody's leg now so I can come in. They are praying that your leg should break so that they can also have time to shine. And those ones there, they are also praying that, Lord, let me not make any mistake because they will replace me immediately. Somebody's already warming up by the side. And you, that is playing, if you see that it is your replacement warming up, you were not running before, you begin to run now. So that you score a goal so that they can tell that one to go and sit down again. Glory to God. That's how it works. God cannot be stranded. You see, he has reserves. He's just waiting to see that you shine. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. Somebody is here tonight that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Somebody wants to say, King of Glory, I want to be born again. Or I want to rededicate my life to you so that I can shine like others. Why not tonight, online and on ground? You are in any of those two categories? Put your right hand on your heart. Let me quickly pray with you. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. And if you are doing that, repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight, just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again, that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I am born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. The same grace will preserve them. Amen. These ones will never go back to perdition again. Amen. They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards. Amen. To the praise and to the glory of your name. Amen. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Amen.